I would like X amount of exchange of energy to keep this certain lifestyle going. And of course, never sell your soul for money. In other words, if you are earning money from activities that compromise your own moral integrity, then you will create conflict. When you create conflict between what you are doing and what you are wanting to do or what you are believing, this is when you can get gridlocked and find yourself in problems. So be very clear about what you are available for, quality of life, the kind of people you want around you, the availability of Earth's resources, food, fuel, water, safety, environmental beauty. When you are really clear about these things, then if there is a probable scenario around you that is starting to build energy towards something that is not what you are available for, that is when the impulses come. And the more clear you become with your psychic abilities, working with the garden of the mind, working with full moon paper, meaning writing things down about your intentions, you will have plenty of warning. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And so if you are really clear, Pat, then trust that if your situation where you are now is going to at some point not provide you with, let's say, what you currently have, then you will start to feel restless. You will start to feel urges. You can make an agreement with your body and your psyche, your potato, and say, listen, I do not want 3 weeks warning. I am available for quality of life, this, 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 and this. And if and when this quality of life is no longer available, I would like at least 3 moons, 9 moons, warning period, transition period. Because there will be places around North America where people will move just before things are happening, and they may not be able to pick up everything they want to dash out and about. So, your personal attitude, your personal agreements are going to determine many, many things. However, it is also important to know that human beings, not to denigrate you in any fashion, but human beings tend to be creatures of conditioning, and they become quite comfortable with doing the same old thing, and it can be confusing sometimes to pick up on the signals. But in general, if you are aware and you are facing any type of situation that can threaten your well-being, you will get very uncomfortable. So much so that you may start to make decisions that are coming from seemingly someplace else rather than your rational mind. Remember, the rational mind, the conscious mind, likes to think that it knows everything and certainly loves to control everything. That is the conscious mind. The conscious mind does not control everything, and when it thinks it does or attempts to, that is when big problems occur. Does that help you, Pat?
Yes, it does.
So right now, if you are not receiving any impulses or any signals, then stay settled, which you could get a signal tomorrow. Do you understand?
Yes.
The clearer you get in the now, and make those agreements with reality, then reality is going to start feeding you back. And let's say that this year there's still room to navigate around reality. You may find in 09, 010 that it may be much, much more difficult to pick yourself up and move yourself someplace. There are all sorts of probabilities that, let's say, could happen. There's scenarios where travel is restricted because of health situations. There's situations where food is in, let's say, being blockaded, quarantined, all kinds of stuff that is probable for your future. Last week or the week before, you heard about all those people who had their bookings on American Airlines. They canceled something like 3,000 flights, many hundreds of thousands of people stranded, caught in, let's say, a gridlock of sorts. Now, most of you did not experience it, yes?